After his experiences in Iraq, narrow grocery store aisles can cause Bobby Henline to freeze up. He can't think. He starts looking for a way out. But the former 82nd Airborne soldier has no trouble on a wide open stage telling humorous stories to audiences.
We all deal with comedy. We use it for healing. No matter what's going on in our life, you know, whether it's work, family, you know, laughter really does help us heal. It's the best medicine. And that's how I dealt with everything in the hospital. And that's why my occupational therapist talked me into doing comedy.
Henline was wounded by a roadside bomb near Baghdad in 2007, burned over 38% of his body, has lost an arm and the ability to even close his left eye. After a pinky swear with his therapist that he would pursue comedy, Henline started working the crowds. Then he heard about a talent scout in L.A. who wanted to give something back and sent out a call for tapes from comedians who had earned their stripes.
All men and women in the military that were wounded that might want to use comedy or thought they wanted to be a comedian or, you know, use it to heal whatever, you know, experience they had with comedy if they wanted to try it, learn it.
All of the movie's subjects have been through Iraq or Afghanistan fighting and have injuries ranging from severe burns to multiple amputations. Five comedians are featured in the film Comedy Warriors, showing Saturday at the Palladium, where Henline will be a special guest. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.